Carl Boss steps onto the large work floor at Garrity Tool Company in Indianapolis. It's loud, but not too loud to carry on a conversation. There are bright lights illuminating each workspace where employees use a combination of their hands and machines to make a variety of metal parts. This, Boss says, is a modern shop.
And more manufacturing facilities you go in today are like this. So I think this is very representative of the industry.
Workers here make components for biomedical, aerospace, and defense contracts. They're in high demand, so they stay busy. But Boss says he often has a hard time filling open positions, despite getting dozens of applicants.
We do look for people who can differentiate themselves. And that means come through some kind of, whether it's an Ivy Tech or a Vincennes, some program where they have a baseline of knowledge in manufacturing.
An increasing number of Indiana companies are looking for workers like that, and the state is trying to help fulfill the need. Governor Eric Holcomb made workforce development one of his top priorities when he came into office, and he signed a couple of bills this year to address the challenges. One of them expands the eligibility for workforce-ready grants, which provide free training in high-demand industries. Ivy Tech Community College is a major partner in the initiative. Vice President of Workforce Alignment Operations Janet Rummel says while about 16,000 students expressed interest in the grants, only a small number qualified.
In part, it was because sometimes people had been in a program, in an academic program in the past, and perhaps they didn't do well academically, and so they were really deemed ineligible.
Legislators changed some of the eligibility rules to eliminate several of those barriers. But the partnership with Ivy Tech is one of several state initiatives to address the skilled worker shortage. And some worry Indiana's strategy isn't streamlined enough to make an immediate impact. Andrew Berger is the Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs at the Indiana Manufacturers Association. He says the changes made during this year's legislative session were small.
There was no real overarching reform, and we were disappointed in that because we thought we were going to do this. We've been asking for a real wholesale reform of our workforce development system for a couple of years now.
The IMA came out against another workforce development bill this year that did away with the State Workforce Innovation Council and replaced it with an appointed governor's workforce cabinet. In a letter requesting a federal waiver to make the change, Holcomb says it will allow for a more nimble cabinet as well as more direct employer engagement and urgency. But Berger says the last thing the state needs is more bureaucracy.
Governor Holcomb, I forget where he said this, maybe it was in the State of the State address, said that this was the defining issue of the decade. We're hoping it's not the decade we're currently in, which has only got a year and a half left, because it's beginning to feel like we may be past the ball.
Boss agrees that some of the state's efforts could be better coordinated, but says some of that responsibility falls to employers themselves.
I don't like it when companies will go out and complain about what the schools are or are not doing as far as preparing workforce for us, because it's incumbent upon us to be a part of the solution.
The need to skill workers up will only get more urgent over the next few years as more baby boomers retire. And as Boss looks out at the people working at Garrity Tool, that's something that weighs heavily on his mind. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.